Bonjour à tous, bonjour les enfants. Dans un instant, vous allez entendre votre nouvelle histoire. Mais d'abord, on tient à vous partager un énorme coup de cœur. Le film Blue et compagnie qui va plaire à toute la famille. C'est l'histoire d'une fille qui s'appelle Béa. Elle a un pouvoir exceptionnel. Elle peut voir les amis imaginaires des autres. Une licorne, un marshmallow, un gros nounours, etc. Vous imaginez ? Et si ses amis imaginaires étaient réels ? Ce serait fantastique, non ? Toute l'équipe d'Encore une histoire a adoré ce film Blue et compagnie. Et on est sûr que vous aimerez aussi, que vous soyez un petit ou un grand, un enfant ou un adulte. Blue et compagnie, actuellement au cinéma.
Hello everyone. Today, I'm going to tell you a story in English. With a little French accent, because I'm French. This is a story of Mary from Paris, written by Isabelle Pellegrini and Camille Garoche, edited by ABC Melody. My name is Mary. I am 7 years old. I live in Paris, the capital of France. Paris is a very beautiful city and home to historical monuments, huge museums, department stores, gourmet restaurants, lovely parks, and beautiful bridges. Can you see the river that runs through Paris? It's the Seine. Tourists come from all over the world to see the City of Light. They go to Montmartre, the Champs-Élysées, and visit the museums, especially the Louvre. There you enter through a glass pyramid. It's amazing. Inside, you can see statues and famous paintings. Do you know the Mona Lisa? I wonder what she's thinking about. My favorite place is a park called Jardin du Luxembourg. I often go there with my mom on Saturdays. We watch the children sailing their boats on the pond. There are also ponies, swings, and a guignol puppet theater. Do you know Guignol? He's really funny. I live with my family in an apartment on the top floor under the roof. It is not very big, but it's very charming. It has funny windows. In France, we call them sitting dogs, which amuses Tartine, my cat. Nicholas, my big brother, plays electric guitar. At the moment, he's practicing with his friends for a big music festival called Fête de la Musique. What a racket! My parents leave early for work by metro or by bus. Mom is a nursery carer and looks after babies at a nursery. Dad is a head chef in a restaurant. He is very good cook, but Mom says he's a bit absent-minded. It's true that he's got his head in the clouds. I walk to school because it's just round the corner from our house. Every evening, I come home with my friend. There's a lady who helps us cross the street, and then we go past the best bakery in the area. Look at the lovely cakes in the window. Sometimes we buy pain au chocolat or croissant for a snack. Yum! My friends are in the same class as me. We've known each other since preschool. Now we're at primary school, and our teacher, Mrs. Dubois, is teaching us to read, write, and count. I love reciting poetry. Today it's Lucy's turn to recite a poem in front of the class. My favorite time is playtime. The boys play football and we play with elastics and skipping ropes. Sometimes the boy tries to catch us. Manon called this game Catch Kiss. Paris is a very romantic city. On Wednesday, there is no school, so we can do lots of activities. My best friend, Manon, plays the piano, and my friend Moussa plays tennis. I do classical dance. One day, I would like to be a dancer at the Paris Opera. But Mom says that you have to be a little rat first, so I'm still thinking about it. At the weekend, as soon as the weather is nice, we go in the car to our little house in the country. We have a pretty garden with flowers and a vegetable patch where I grow beautiful tomatoes and crunchy lettuce. My parents' friends often come and have lunch with us on the Sunday. They say that my tomatoes are delicious. When we spend the weekend in Paris, we often go for a walk along the edge of the River Seine and have an ice cream. I love rummaging around in the bookseller stalls and taking the bateau mouche to the Eiffel Tower. Do you know the Pont Neuf? It's the oldest bridge in Paris. On my birthday, I invited my friends to the house. There were Lucy, Moussa, Manon, Fatima, Pierre, and Lee. Dad made us strawberry tarts and a huge chocolate cake. We listened to music and danced like madmen. It was a really great party. For Christmas, we go to my grandparents' house in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence. We decorate the Christmas tree with my cousins and make a big nativity scene with very old figurine called Santon. My favorite one is the shepherd carrying a lamb on his shoulders. After we leave eaten the Yule log, Grandma brings out the 13 desserts. What a feast! Then we fall asleep in front of the fire while Grandma reads a story. So there you are. The visit is over. I hope to see you soon in Paris. Goodbye! Mary from Paris, a book written by Isabelle Pellegrini and Camille Garoche, edited by ABC Melody. Encore une histoire is a French podcast realized by Alexandre Ferreira, producer Benjamin Muller. I'm telling the story and I'm Céline Kalman.